pursue what fulfills you as a person. Lean in on the people that need you, because they're going to lean in on you one day too. So find what makes you tick. Find what makes you.
Welcome to another episode of the Pre-PT Grind podcast, where we help students like you live out their dream of becoming physical therapists. In each episode, we will show and teach you how you can get one step closer to your dream of becoming a PT by increasing your level of clarity, confidence, and control. And as a thank you for listening to this episode, we want to provide you with a free gift. After coaching hundreds of students directly, we've learned that one, guessing is the enemy of your success as a future PT, and knowing both that and what your current individual game plan should be is the difference between feeling confident and in control or overwhelmed and lost as a student. So we have a free training for you. You can find it at www.guessfreeprept.com. It's going to take care of you and it'll help you stop guessing and get in the driver's seat of your journey as a future PT. That's it. That's your free gift. Enjoy the rest of the episode. We'll see you in the next few moments. Welcome to another episode of the Pre-PT Inspire series. I'll be interviewing a good friend and one of our students, Seth Moore, who recently got accepted into PT school, and he'll be sharing his journey, the ups, the downs, all the good stuff that we like to talk about on these episodes. If you've missed them in the past, well, I'm glad you're catching this one, and I hope you'll look back on the past episodes that we've had, and you'll be able to dive in and just be inspired by all the students that we're bringing on to help you on your journey as you guys decide to towards becoming future doctors of physical therapy. So let's see if we can get Seth on here in the next few moments. Seth, can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Can you hear me, Joseph?
I can hear you loud and clear.
All right. Sweet.
Let me just kind of check the volume here. We're good. We're good. Seth, I'm excited, man.
Yeah, me too.
I'm excited. This is an interview that was a long time coming. Sure. But we've both been looking forward to this moment where we get to look back at, really at your journey as not just, you know, in hopes of getting into PT school, but now that you've gotten into PT school, the ability to look back and be like, man, like, what was that really like? What were the good moments? What were the not so fun moments, right? And we'll talk about all that tonight. And then, of course, at the end, you know, just whatever wisdom you've picked up, because all the students that are listening to this right now are, you know, working their tail off to get 100 into physical therapy school, man. So I'm excited. You ready?
Let's do it.
Let's do it. Let's do it. All right. So for those of y'all that are live, let us know real quick if you guys can hear us, let us know in the chat, and then we're gonna get this party started. So tonight, I want to talk about the good, the bad, the ugly, the amazing. Let's put it all out on the table. And the goal for you guys that are listening tonight is for y'all to be inspired like crazy, like straight up. Like, I want Seth's story to inspire you so much that once you finish listening to this, you're like, yo, I gotta go take care of some ish. So if you're ready to be inspired tonight, can you just say, I'm ready to be inspired? Let's make sure we're talking to the right people tonight. Say, I'm ready to be inspired in the chat below if you're ready to hear this story, because we're about to lay it all out there. So let's have some fun, Seth. Seth, as we begin, let's start from the beginning, man. Let's start from where this all started. Your decision to become a physical therapist. How did that even begin? Like, where did that inclination come from? Did you always know you wanted to be a physical therapist, or was that something that came about through some experience? Tell us about the origins, because that'll help us understand the struggle that we're about to talk about in a few moments.
Yeah, for sure. Thanks, Joseph. Yeah, so it kind of starts, I actually was talking to Joseph about this the other day. November 2019, I was in a Target with one of my best friends, and Joseph just calls me. I send him my application for the acceptance system, and we talk for an hour and a half. And I could just hear the authenticity and the genuine, you know, just the selfless part of him wanting to know who I was. So my journey is not traditional in the sense that I went straight into undergrad for exercise science or pre-PT. I was a music education major for about six semesters. So a long time, a good amount of time before I switched majors. And then I lost 112 pounds. So throughout that journey, about 2 years, I was just trying to find myself, where I was going. I loved music education, but I found a sense of belonging to understanding how to help other people and myself escape physical immobilities and how to keep growing and learn about how, you know, the body transforms over time. So I wanted to pursue a, you know, a career path and to see something like that. And physical therapy was my calling in that. So after all, hopping on the phone call with Joseph and hearing him and all that, it was right after I switched my major. So it's been a long time coming. I'm graduating in December. So it's just been a long journey. I'm really excited to dive into it. So that's my origin of where it kind of comes from and how I got inspired to pursue PT. But yeah, that's the start of it all.
Man, that's amazing. I remember that conversation. I was actually in this room when we had that conversation. So I was sitting over at this corner here. So I think I did a live stream right afterwards. Mm-hmm. And I think you hopped on it and I was like, yo, Sid, like, I remember that day, man. Mm-hmm. But you had just switched over to PT. You also told me about your amazing transformation. 112 pounds is an absolutely phenomenal and inspirational journey in and of itself. What was it about that whole process as a whole that made you realize, man, like, I really want to help people have a physical transformation? Was it only physical? Was it also mental? Was it emotional? Like what was it about that journey that really drew you in and said, like, got you to say, you know what, this is how I want to do it?
For sure. It was, so obviously it's multifaceted. There's not one variable involved. I think everyone's chasing after a sense of freedom, right? In some form or fashion, someone's chasing after something and chasing after this goal of fulfillment and happiness and joy. And I think that within that, I wanted to find my way of serving in a larger capacity, which is cliche. I know a lot of people say that. So what exactly does that mean? So for me, with my physical transformation, I was like, okay, how can I help other people escape this? Because I'm not alone in this journey, right? It could be physical, it could be mentally, it could be spiritually, whatever that is. You know, we're all fighting for something. And that was what I was really striving for. And so I wanted to help other people. And I felt a calling within that weight loss that, you know, I was like, okay, I did this. How can I help other people? This is, you know, I have a story I want to tell other people. How can other people lose this weight or, you know, nutritionally find a way to like find themselves happier or find joy in that? So I think that it's multifaceted. I don't think it's just a physical transformation. I think once you get into that, you develop this discipline, you develop this motivational quality about yourself and this, like, you develop this inspiration in yourself that you start believing in yourself and that there's this confidence that comes along with it. Right. And so I believe that you alleviate the barriers, you overcome the obstacle, and you can pursue anything once you overcome that.
Wow. Wow. Wow, man. That's layered. That's so layered, man. Cause yeah, to have the journey you had, I can only like, I'm not surprised. I'm not surprised that you were called to be like, yo, like I know what this did for me. It's that multifaceted, layered transformation. You're like, yo, mm-hmm. I can do this for other people. And you know, the way that I want to do this through physical therapy. And so, so that's absolutely amazing. So that's why you wanted to be a PT. So after that, it was all smooth sailing, super easy, right? No issues, no obstacles. I wish.
Yeah.
If only it was like that. So let's talk about the part that most people are here to hear about. Because for the people that are for the students that are here, that are listening right now, whether live right now or on replay, the one thing that we always want to know is, am I the only one struggling? If that's a question you've asked yourself at least once, I know I have many a time. Like, am I the only one struggling? Am I the only one that feels this way? Am I the only one that feels anxious? Am I the only one that's struggling academically? Am I the only am I the only one? And I think, like, for a lot of us, one of the best things we can do for ourselves is just hear that other people are going through the same stuff. So I love this question. And to me, for this interview, this is probably the most inspirational question you can answer. What were your biggest struggles or fears on your journey to ultimately getting accepted into PT school?
Yeah, let's dive into it. So first of all, you're not isolated. Let me start with that. You're not alone in that. Everyone has their own struggles. And I believe I'm 100% a proponent of, once you become transparent, once you become vulnerable, other people are going to open up with you and they're going to claim that same struggle. So I think for me, when you listen to these pre-PT Inspire series and you hear these people talk about their success stories, sometimes you get this, oh, what did they have that I didn't? And it's not anything. It's a mindset and it's a discipline, right? So I believe in compounding consistency, and I think good or bad decisions that you make, choices that you make, it's going to compound over time. And I think that it just, yeah, it goes round and round. So I believe that within that, you are unstoppable in whatever you want to pursue. So for me in struggles, I did a whole 180 from music education into this new degree plan. I was trying to learn how to program my brain to understand how to ingest the material, right? It wasn't all sunshine and rainbows at first. There were many calls where I called Joseph, I called Casey, I called Robin, my coach in the acceptance system. I was like, I'm breaking down. I do not know what's going on. I'm struggling. And I think you're also chasing after these variables, right? You're chasing after statistic. You're chasing after this shoe that you want to fit in. And I think that you just continue to press on into that. And you're trying to fit into this 3.8 GPA, 3.9 GPA, perfect GPA, perfect GRE score. When in reality, one thing you keep telling yourself is, you know, you need to tell yourself, I'm enough. And I posted that within my story a little bit when I got accepted, was I keep telling people, you are enough. At the end of the day, you can lay your head on your pillow knowing, okay, guess what? No one's going to care about that physics 2 exam that you had. No one's going to care about the first, second, or third time you took the GRE exam. No one's going to care about that, because yes, your variables and your application will get you to the interview, but it won't get you in a PT school. What they're going to ask for when you talk to any admissions committee is, what's your story and what makes you unique and why PT? Those are the three questions that you really have to answer about yourself going into it. So I struggled with that. You know, I mean, the imposter syndrome, I know it starts in PT school, but I authentically believe that undergrad or wherever you're at in your life, you'll have some sense of imposter syndrome. Like, am I pursuing this correctly? Am I doing the right thing? Am I where I'm supposed to be? So I struggle with that a lot. I mean, GPA, GRE, everything, check it, all the ticks, everything there. So I don't believe that it was one variable. I think that you can get overwhelmed in your own head. And I know Joseph said to me over and over was zoom out. Him and Casey always said zoom out, because you can look at on a day-to-day basis, but if you zoom out a week basis, a month basis, where you were a year ago, it's exponentially different in perspective. So I think it's about perspective, and I think it's about how you view things in terms of being short-term, long-term, and what you're trying to chase after in your goals.
Y'all, is this making sense to you guys? I don't know if I'm the only one that's absolutely enjoying this, but yeah, 1,000,000%. I think that's where we be self-sabotaging. One thing that, you know, we've said for a very long time is the only way you don't get to where you're trying to go, and for many of you, it's getting to becoming, you know, it's becoming a physical therapist, right?
Yeah.
So let's use that example. The only way you don't become a physical therapist is if you quit. I think a lot of us think that the only way we don't become a physical therapist is if we don't get the score we wanted on the next time we take the GRE. The only way we don't become a physical therapist is if we get rejected this cycle. That's not true. Like, after all that happens, you still have a choice.
Yeah.
But the choice that makes it permanent is you actually quitting. And I think what you just said right now is exactly it. It's perspective, right? It's being able to say, like, what am I not seeing? Like, I think a lot of times we're so close to it that we think that we've tried everything. Like, you know, I think I've seen everything. I think I've tried everything. And when we get frustrated, we're like, oh man, it didn't work. I think I tried everything possible out there because we're right here. And then when it doesn't work, we basically say, well, I guess it's never going to happen. Right. And so having that bird's eye view, having the ability to zoom yourself out, having the ability to say, hey, like, big picture, why the heck was I doing this in the first place? Like, why in the world was I even, like for you, your story was so inspirational from the beginning. So for you guys that are on your journey right now, it's like, why was I doing this to begin with? But why was I doing this to begin with in the first place, right? Because if I don't go back to that, if I'm not able to look at my situation and say, hey, what am I not seeing? Can I pull somebody in? And we're about to get into that in a few moments. Sometimes that means just getting someone that's outside of your situation, a coach, a study partner, a professor, somebody that can help you take the bird's eye view and say, whoa, what are we not seeing? What are we overlooking here? And then you being able to say, oh, okay, cool. Now you're able to zoom back in and actually control the things that you guys can control. And so, yeah, we have to do that a lot, you know, in your journey. But I appreciate the fact that you shared that, because I think a lot of us think that while we're looking at our application and our journey from a very, very close perspective, we think we've tried everything. And that's why we're like, well, I guess that there's no chance for me. I guess I have to go pick a different career that I actually don't love. I guess I have to go to my plan B. I guess I have to go listen to my parents or family members that have never actually pursued this dream career of mine, that don't actually feel the same way about PT the way I do. And I'm going to listen to them about whether or not I should keep pushing forward towards this thing.
Yeah. 100%.
And it throws us off. So I hope y'all pick that up. So for you, you clearly had made a massive transition career-wise, right? You were talking about your anxiety and just not having a lot of clarity and moments of just feeling very close to it and needing to kind of, you know, pull back from it. So for you, it sounded like a lot of that was through coaching, right? So what led you, and this next part is going to be two questions together. So okay. One, what led you to say, hey, I need help? Because you ultimately joined our coaching program, the Accepted System. So what led you to say, hey, I need help and I'm going to go like figure it out from these guys? Like, so what drew you into that? And then secondly, once you got into the Accepted System, how did it actually help you? Break those two parts down for us.
Right. 100%. And I know a lot of you on here that are pre-PTs, you're going to resonate with what I'm about to say. So one thing is advisors. You're going to have advisors tell you a lot of different things. You're going to hear them say you need to apply to as many programs as you can. You're going to have to get as many prereqs as you can. You're going to have to do as much volunteer hours as you can. You're going to have to just send yourself out 110% and fill all of these different, you know, in different bundles and put all of your eggs into these little baskets. At the end of the day, you're going to have to find people that are actually doing what you're doing, right? And that's what the Accepted System offered. And I knew that going into this, having this conversation with Joseph and Casey, the authenticity and the genuine way they were telling me things was what I was hearing from programs as well. So I believe building a network also, it's the paradox of abundance versus scarcity, right? We were looking, if you look through a lens of scarcity, you keep looking at what am I missing? What variables are missing from my application? What is weak in my application? Whereas when you look at it from a perspective of abundance, you say, what's great? Look at my GPA. Look at my prereqs. Look at the volunteer hours. Look at the experiences that I have. Have I done undergraduate research? What have I done outside of these holistic approach to being an applicant that you're looking for? And that's how I knew that networking. And I believe that Nick Bear, one of my most like huge inspirations, he's great. If you don't know who Nick Bear is, you need to get in touch with him. He's from Texas, biased here, Texas born, Texas raised, but he's wonderful. And one thing he says is, if you want to go fast, go alone. If you want to go far, go together. So if you have a network and a tribe and you have a community that's going to keep pushing you, and I'm talking people that are doing what you're doing, I'm talking about colleagues, peers, a coach, someone that's going to inspire you, because inspiration and motivation goes away. Discipline is what remains at the end of it. What is your core? What's the power of your why? It's an Eric Thomas quote for all you Eric Thomas fans. It's that whole, where are you going? Why are you going? And what's going to get you there? So at the end of the day, I wanted to find that network, right, in that community. And I found that, you know, sporadically, I found that in my own university. However, you're not necessarily isolated, but it's small, right? It's fragmented. And within that, you may not have people that are struggling with the same thing you are. So you might ask, why am I going through this and they're not, and things like that. So Accepted System offered that to me. It offered me a coach. It offered me a platform to ask questions and to also just be vulnerable and transparent with other people that are willing to pour into me as much as I was pouring into them, right? My best friends and everyone around me was also doing that, but the Accepted System was doing that within a pre-PT environment and culture. I think you have to be within that culture and in that environment and that atmosphere, and you have to surround yourself with like-minded people, just like what you're going through, so that you can keep going.
Wow, man, yeah. I hope this is clicking, y'all. I really hope this is clicking. So were there other specific things that once you joined that community, once you joined the Accepted System, other things within it that you were like, wow, this really, really helped me solve a lot of the problems I was having?
Yeah, 100%. Accepted System is a blueprint. It is a formula. They've got it down to a science. Joseph, Casey, everyone in that team. And you also have a network and you have accessibility 24/7 to not only it's literally step by step by step what portion you are in your application process. And I'm gonna let you know, you're gonna be in a part where you're just now starting, where you're in the application process with PTCAS. And PTCAS is a beast. It is a lot of work. It's multifaceted. I mean, it took me 7 or 8 months to get my application. That's not to scare you guys, but just to let you guys know that Accepted System provides you a template side by side. You can literally have the video playing within the program next to you. Click, 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 step by step with Casey or with Joseph. And in the video, he's telling you what you need to do, right? And I believe that it also teaches you how to rehearse. It teaches you how to hone in on what your abundant qualities are as an applicant and how to bring those out, right? How to really hone in on what you want to do as an applicant and what you want to do as a future practicing clinician. So it's future based. It's always looking ahead. What is the next step? And you have that in front of you. You may not have access to step six in the program, but you're in step three, but step six is coming. So you can look at step six to get ready while you're still in step three. So I believe that pre-PT grind and the Accepted System specifically was the template to be able to access that 100%.
I love it. Yeah, y'all. So real quick, because we're about to switch gears here in a few moments, I want you to talk about the day you got accepted into PT school and then some words of wisdom before we wrap it up. But before we get there, there's two groups of people that I want to specifically talk to real quick. So the first group of people is those of you who are like, you know what? It kind of sounds like something I'm looking for, something that I need. I just want help step by step by step. I want somebody to just hold my hand and just walk me through it step by step by step. If that is you, then the Accepted System could potentially be a great match for you. Might be, might not be. But to find out, go to acceptedsystem.com. Just go there, learn more about it, and then reach out to us, and we can talk to you and see if you're a match for it. So that's the first group. The second group is those of you that are like, you know what? Like, I feel alone. I just want the right people around me. I want the right network around me. I want to find other pre-PTs all around the country that are exactly where I am or are a little bit ahead of where I am. What we're about to show you guys for Pre-PT University is going to solve that problem and more for you. So that is something that is indeed valuable to you. Now, if you want to do things by yourself, that's cool. Like, it's not for you. But if you don't want to do things by yourself, then you definitely want to be there. So, all right, Seth, let's talk about the day you got accepted into PT school. All right, so you had switched paths. You had switched from music to PT. You had gone on your journey where you lost 112 pounds. You and I had spoken, and we were like, yo, this is crazy. Okay, cool. Like, here's what we need to do. You went through the ups and the downs of having anxiety, kind of feeling too close to it, feeling like you were in over your head sometimes and not sure if things were going to work out the way you had hoped they would. And ultimately, they do. So tell us about the day you got accepted into PT school, because that day must have been super special for you. How'd you find out? What was going through your brain? Break that down to us so that we can celebrate it with you. And then after that, I have one last question for you. Talk to us.
For sure. So this is everyone's dream, right? You are cruising through, you are pedal to the metal going through this process, the application, the hard classes, chemistry, physics. I know all you pre-PTs love that course as much as I do. You're going through all of this 100% full throttle, right? So I recently got accepted October 11th. It was really interesting going into it because it was my first interview. I was nervous. I was anxious. I had all the jitters anyone else would have. And you never really know if you're prepared, right? You can do rehearsals. You can rehearse with your coaches. You can rehearse with your peers, your mentors, physical therapists. You can do as much as you can leading into the interview. But when it shows up, you just have to be ready to go. So when I interviewed, I felt super confident in the interview. Obviously, the culture was amazing. I loved the people I had a conversation with. And it was just overall a great experience. And so when I got accepted, it was, I don't know if any other physical therapy people in this, I paused, right? I was at work sitting at the desk I'm at right now in front of the computer I'm at, and I paused. You know, you see it, you see the congratulations, and you immediately, your adrenaline pumps, you know, it comes in, and then you want to call every single person at one time. I literally remember calling Joseph and calling my girlfriend and my mom and my grandma and all my people, right? All of my people in my community and my tribe, and it was amazing. But then you're sitting there and you reflect on everything. it becomes almost sentimental, and it definitely becomes nostalgic because you're reflecting on all the sleepless nights, the hard papers, the physics exams, the chemistry exams, the A&P, the lectures and the labs and everything you did. And then you just ask yourself, okay, what's next? Because this whole process to get this interview and this acceptance, right? The entire process to get this letter, but then you're like, okay, now what? Like, what, where do I go? I got accepted. It's like, well, I didn't think this far ahead. I didn't really get this far when I was coming into it. So I paused and I didn't really know what was going to happen. And so I am just super excited. And I'm going to continue just to keep fighting for this. But at the end of the day, everything is leading you into the acceptance. And now you have to shift gears and go into, okay, now I'm accepted. What's next? Where am I headed? Where am I going? I know I want to go to this program and I know I want to become a future physical therapist, and you have that cool SPT title on the end of your name, which is super cool. But where are you going after you get accepted, right? I think that's the thing that really rolls through, at least my mind, was, oh my gosh, I made it. 2.5 years of just a switch, a 180 turn from music education into PT and just pursuing this dream. And now I'm here. Now it's like, what's next? That's the question I keep asking, right? What is next? Where am I going? Where do I go now? And so I am a firm believer in that, you know, acceptance system is going to continue to take care of me. It's not just a pre-PT program, right? There's a culture and a community that's within it. And they've built this atmosphere of just welcoming and inviting everyone into it, and that you belong. And again, you are enough when in the application. So that's really what happened to me when I got accepted. And I'm very excited to see what happens in summer of 22.
Oh, I love it. I love it. Wow. Just all the thoughts about obviously what the next part of your journey is going to look like. Things change entirely. Like the thing that you've been losing sleep, the thing that you've been losing sleep over for the past few months is like changed. It's like, whoa, like we're good. What's next? Right. But also I loved what you said about just pausing. I mean, just kind of just being still and saying, wow, okay. Like, what does this mean? Like, let me just reflect on how much work I've put into this, how much, you know, the moments that I doubted myself. And I remember even having a conversation with another student back in 2018, the student that had struggled to get into schools for a few years. And when they finally got that acceptance letter, I was like, just remember this moment. Remember what this moment means. Remember that this moment means that you can fight through some ish and still make it on the other side. Remember this moment when you're in PT school and you're like, yo, like, what in the world are they doing? Like, what kind of intense level academics is this, right? Yeah. And just remembering, no, like, I've been through some hard, y'all, like, being a pre-PT is hard, right? And so when you guys get through it, when you guys get through it, what happens is something switches in your mind where you start saying, wait a minute, I've been through this before. Like, I've been through, like, you know, like studying issues before. I've been through self-doubt before. I've been through, you know, struggling in a class before. Like, okay, cool. And I made it through. But what were the things that I did? Well, I didn't quit. I put myself around the right people. I kept asking different questions. I had people that believed in me more than I believed in myself. And if those things worked in the past, how can I recreate those same things in my next stage of being a PT student? How can I create those same things in my stage after that of becoming a physical therapist? That's how this thing works, guys. Like, this doesn't stop. Right now, what you guys are doing is you're figuring out the principles, you're figuring out the tools that will literally help you have the most successful career you can imagine. But if you don't see it as that, it's very easy to overlook those things and just say, well, okay, when I get there, I'll just figure it out. No. Like, take in everything you're experiencing right now, the good and the bad. There's a reason why question number two tonight was, what were your biggest struggles? Like, that's a key component of your journey. And you being able to say, hey, like, 2.5 years switching from music education to this, like you being able to push through those moments, you being able to rely on the right people also, like, is what allowed you to get to where you are now. So had you decided to quit a year ago, had you decided to quit a year and a half ago, 2 years ago, we wouldn't even be here today. And you'd probably be doing something where you're like, man, like, I wish, you know, I wonder what would have been. I wonder if I could, like, y'all, like, I don't want anyone to be in that situation. So Seth, after going through that, first of all, congratulations. Super, super proud of you. Show some love to Seth. Heart it up, y'all. Heart it up for Seth in the comments. So, but my last question is, after everything you've gone through, what are your words of wisdom? We have students right now who are listening, who are where you were a year ago, who are where you were 2 years ago. Some of them might be non-traditional students where they're switching from a different career path and now shifting over to PT. Some of them have been rejected before and they're like, yo, I'm trying to do this thing again. And I don't know if I have what it takes. What would you say to them based off of what you have experienced?
100%. Let me start with, I'm not different than any of you guys. Let me start with that. Everyone has been accepted. It's not different than any of you guys, right? Everyone has their own personal story, and that's what gets you in the PT school. Your story, your uniqueness, who you are as a person. And I don't mean that as a cliche. I literally mean that, because the questions and stuff you're going to be talking about has nothing to do with your GPA, because they already saw that when they opened your application. They already saw that. They want you to express yourself to see why you do what you do. And people see authenticity. They can see through it when it's not authentic. So just talk about yourself. And I know it's like, oh, I don't want to come off as, no. They want you to be genuine. So what I want people to find is, what makes you tick? What are your hobbies? What makes you love the profession? What makes you love life? What makes you do what you do every single day? And I think that's what's really gonna fulfill you as an applicant, as a person. At the end of the day, they're looking for humans, and they're also humans at the end of the day. This holistic approach, in an essence, to its roots, is how can you relate to another human, and how do you find yourself to be fulfilled and to find happiness in life? And I believe that when you find that, and when you can keep that going, when you're not motivated, when you're not inspired, when you're stressed, when you're anxious, when you're having all of this anxiety, at the end of the day, Casey Coleman told me this: anxiety, nervousness, and excitement, physiologically, they're the same. Adrenaline and epinephrine are still released. Use that as fuel going into whatever you're doing. Pursue what fulfills you as a person. Lean in on the people that need you, because they're going to lean in on you one day too. So find what makes you tick. Find what makes you happy and fulfills you as a person, and hone in on that, because that's going to be what gets you in. And at the end of the day, that's what's going to fuel you even outside of being a physical therapist, as a mom, a dad, a brother, a sister, a mentor, a future coach, a future physical therapist, a clinician. Whatever fuels you internally to your core is what's going to get you into PT school. And I 100% believe that, because that's what's going to drive you to make the other variables meet up to par, or whatever you want to call it. So find what fuels you internally and grab onto that and hit it full throttle.
Ooh, wow. Y'all, I don't know how to second that. That was everything. Y'all, dig deep, find what fuels you. You know, I liked what you said about, you know, anxiety, excitement, all those different things that we misunderstand, and I think we don't recognize that they present themselves the same way. And I would even add to that y'all can control whether you're anxious about something or you are anticipating something. And anticipating looks like the night before your fifth birthday, you're excited because you're like, I'm turning five and my friends are coming over. Like that's excitement. That's anticipation. The only difference between anticipation and anxiety is expectation. Like, are you expecting the worst possible scenario, or are you expecting the best possible scenario? If you're expecting the worst possible scenario, you will act like it. You will freeze like it, right? You can just decide. like it's not something that you have to like absorb. No. You just make a choice. I'm going to expect the best. I'm going to expect that I'm here for a reason pursuing physical therapy. I'm going to expect that there is a program out there that is not only a match for me, but I'm a match for it. I'm expecting that if I do my research correctly, I'm going to find that school. I'm expecting that when that school and I link up, when we meet up, when I go in for my interview, we're both going to know that, that this is going to work out. Like, I'm expecting that. When I expect the best case scenario, I get excited. And what happens when I get excited? Well, I start to work harder. I focus better. I'm not wasting as much energy when I'm studying for the GRE. I'm not wasting as much energy when I'm overthinking everything. I just go and do and do and do and do. And those actions are what lead to you guys getting to your end goal of becoming a physical therapy student or becoming a physical therapist. That's it, y'all. And so Seth, man, you just dropped some gems. I hope you all enjoyed the interview with Seth. Man, y'all, just every single one of you, I just want you guys to look at tonight's interview. I want you to look at future interviews for the Pre-PT Inspire series, previous interviews for the Pre-PT Inspire series, and ask yourself, like, how can I take their struggles? How can I take Seth's struggles? How can I take Seth's story and apply it to my experience so that it inspires me to say, you know what? Not only do I want to become a physical therapist, but hey, I think I can do it. I think I can do it, because if Seth could go through those things and still push his way through to getting to where he is now, well, maybe I can do it too. And that's all you need, y'all. Like, that feeling of maybe I can do it too is super, super powerful, and will be, yeah, I mean, will do wonders for you. Just allow yourself to believe that, and then say, okay, now what do I got to do? Who do I got to put myself around? What problems do I need to solve? What questions do I need to ask? And then you'll be back in business. That's how this thing works. And I hope tonight was helpful. Seth, if people want to reach out to you and ask you questions, how can they get a hold of you?
Yeah, direct message me. It's just Seth Moore with an extra E. So direct message me here on Instagram. Find me on Facebook. Just send me a message. I'm pretty quick about coming back and sending messages back. Don't be a stranger. If you have questions, or if you just want to ask me questions about this interview specifically, or if you have questions about physical therapy, I'm fresh off the press in terms of being, you know, just applying this cohort. So please reach out. Please ask me questions. Reach out to Joseph, Casey. They're available. I know. When you hear the number 400, they're still available. I promise. They are available to you. They are a great and excellent resource. So reach out to them. But yes, please send me a direct message here on Instagram, on Facebook, and I will get back to you guys as soon as possible. And just remember, at the end of the day, you are enough. I want to remind you guys that. And if you keep pulling and internally driving yourself with that core value of why you want to do what you do, nothing's impossible. So keep going.
Boom. Thank you, Seth. Thank you so much. Thank you. Hope y'all enjoyed tonight. Can y'all show some love? Heart it up if y'all enjoyed tonight's interview. And y'all have a good one. Much love. See you guys next week. Bye.
Thanks, guys. Bye.
We want to thank you for listening to this episode of the Pre-PT Grind podcast. If you have not done so, please be sure to subscribe and review the podcast so that we can continue to serve many other amazing future physical therapists like you. And if this episode brought you value, please be sure to share it out with your classmates and friends so that it can bring them value as well. We look forward to seeing you on the next episode of the Pre-PT Grind podcast. Have an amazing rest of your day or night.